Mike Houston.
We'll go ahead and let you open up with a statement, and then we'll go to questions after that, Coach, okay?
Okay. Well, a little bit farther along, you know, this week, by the time we get to the press conference than we usually are, with today being election day, you know, took today off so that, you know, the student athletes, and we came in, you know, an hour later this morning so that the coaches could catch the polls as they open, so that everybody could participate and, you know, do our civic duty and be a part of the general election. So had practice yesterday, very energetic practice coming off of a solid Sunday practice. I thought the kids practiced very, very well, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, you know, really good physicality. So it was a really good Tuesday practice on a Monday. It gets us a touch ahead of schedule by the time we get to Wednesday because it gives us all day today to really look at that practice yesterday, and also to continue looking at you know, the Tulane stuff and all of our breakdowns and situations there. So it made for a tough, you know, weekend. Fortunately, we played on Friday night, so you had a little bit of time to catch up Saturday after you recovered from the flight, you know, to look at that game and then really get a lot of preparation done for Tulane on Sunday, because you had to get ready for Monday's practice, which there's a lot that goes into that. So, you know, good start to the week. Excited about the matchup this weekend. Know Coach Fritz very, very well. Have a tremendous amount of respect for him. You know, he and I have similar kind of paths to our current positions. And, you know, we've met along the way when I was at the Citadel. And just, you know, I know the traits of his teams and the way he runs his program. And he believes in a lot of the same things I do. You know, his team is going to be, you know, hard-nosed, tough bunch. They're going to play with physicality. They're going to have some discipline. They're very, very good on special teams. Just, you know, a very good ball team. He's done a great job there at Tulane. And just it's going to be an exciting matchup for us this Saturday. So our kids are they're going to be excited to go. They're ready to get back out on the field after last Friday night and continue, you know, building and improving, which they've done solidly for the last month.
Okay, we'll open up to questions for Coach Houston at this time.
Coach, everybody knows what happened Friday. How have the guys bounced back and responded these last few days of practice?
I mean, I think they've responded as good as I could ask them to. Are they pissed off about Friday night? Yes, we all are. And there's, I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, that's it. It's, you get, you're mad about it. It's not right. It should have been a different turnout. They earned the right to win Friday night. That's what I preach, is you earn the right to win. You finish the game. They did that. And even in spite of the circumstances, they continued to battle and respond. They never hung their head. They give us a shot on the last play of the game. And they have continued on just like that. And it's I continue to be impressed with the guys that we have on the field, and continue to be just so encouraged with the way they respond. And, you know, we had a good practice Sunday, and I thought we had just a fantastic practice yesterday afternoon. And I don't, you know, I don't have to say anything to the kids. They know, you know, they have embraced the way we do. And it's, you show up every day and you're going to compete and you're going to work. And it's the results are what the fans are seeing on the field on game day. But it's, and I get the pleasure of seeing it every single day. You know, if you want to get on that field and you want to represent East Carolina University, you know the path. You got to get out there and you got to compete and you got to perform and you got to, you know, you got to align yourself with your teammates. And it's just so enjoyable to watch on a daily basis. And so very, very pleased the way they responded here early in the week. And that's why I feel confident going into this weekend that they're going to continue to practice that way throughout the week, because they believe in their preparation and how it results in improved play on game day. And they know, you know, they know that they're playing very, very well right now.
Coach. Going on, Coach, it might seem drastic maybe, but if you internally in the building with the players say, hey, you won the game, you know, or if you told them just ignore the win-loss part of it, just psychologically, how have you handled that maybe, or have you not said anything at all about did you win or lose?
I got screwed. That's what I told them. And I wished I could change it. but you can't change it. You can't go back. You know, everybody wishes they could go back. I'm sure the officials wish they could go back. But you can't. You know, hey, life is not fair. That's it. And it's how you respond to adversity. And that's why I've really, you know, I've tried to, you know, I talked to him Saturday just briefly on a Zoom chat just because I wanted to connect with him just to, you know, because I was hurting for them because I see how much they're putting into this every single day. But then we talked on Sunday just that, you know, you can't let one loss beat you twice. And so you got to move on from it and get ready for Tulane because Tulane is a very, very good football team. And, you know, we've got to play our best this Saturday to have a shot. And so, you know, you acknowledge it because you can't ignore it. You know, the American Conference, they made their statement acknowledging what happened. And now we've got to, you know, put that behind us and move on to Tulane as a group.
Coach, did you get any more explanation other than the public statement from the conference? Because the second review seemed to be more blatant than the first in terms of inaccuracy.
I've had significant dialogue with the conference office, and I would just leave it at that.
Can you say whether any of those officials will be disciplined that were involved in that?
I think that would be an appropriate question for the conference office.
Coach, Jake, he's had a few kicks blocked lately. Is it more up front? Is he kicking it low? What have you seen on the film review?
You know, the one a few games back against Navy, trajectory was a little bit low on that one. And I say that I'm not going to sit here and be critical of Jake because we are fortunate to have a great place kicker. I'm saying what he knows and what he and I talk about. We did get a little bit of penetration in that one Friday night. You know, it's one of those things where it's a tough deal when they're overloading you there at the guard position. But we got to do a better job in protection. And Jake is a talented enough kicker where he knows and he critiques himself. He and John work great together. That you know, there's certain things they can do to get the ball up a little bit quicker. So I wouldn't be critical of Jake as much as I would say he's making some adjustments in those situations where it's a close range kick, you know, to perform at a higher level. And that's, you know, when you have a guy that has the abilities that Jake has, it's really refreshing because he holds himself to a high standard. And, you know, he wants to be perfect. And so anything he can do to improve our opportunities and our chances, he's going to do those things.
Coach Temple.
Mike, you come into this week's game with a little bit more determination and increased confidence after the way things have gone the last couple of weeks. Talk about what that does for your ball club entering this game against Tulane.
Well, I think, like I said in my kind of opening statement there, I mean, or my first answer is just, you know, the players have seen drastic improvement in their play week in and week out. And you can directly attribute it to improved performance in practice, improved preparation. I mean, offensively, the last couple of walkthroughs that we had on Friday on Thursday and Friday of last week, you know, you have, you know, zero MAs. So you have no mistakes in, you know, hour-long walkthroughs. And that tells you that the players are dialed in, that they're really focused. And so, and the result is, you know, you have these heavy work days of Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and or last week, obviously, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then you have those dialed in walkthroughs and it results in playing at a very high level on the field. So I think that when you talk about, you know, determination, listen, there's determination in the players that's been there since the beginning of fall camp. And there's been significant improvement every single week since the beginning of fall camp. It's just, you know, they have tremendous belief in the preparation because they're seeing themselves play better and better on the field each week.
Coach, Tulane was in position to beat Southern Miss earlier this year, and then they had a very decisive victory this past week. What can you tell from looking at them? Are they doing different or doing better at this point?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, you look at them defensively. Veteran group plays very well together. Like I mentioned the traits before, you know, they're going to be a physical bunch. They're going to play hard. They're going to play with discipline. They're going to compete. You look at them on special teams, those same traits are there on special teams. They have a dynamic returner. You know, offensively, you know, they strong running game. And I think the one thing that's developed since the beginning of the season is, you know, early in the season, you had a quarterback competition going on. And, you know, Michael Pratt, the freshman, has won that competition now. And so now you've seen him grow as a starter and play better and better each week. So now you see him play very well against Temple. You know, he's a guy that can beat you with his legs. He's an above-average runner. He has really good size, throws the deep ball very, very well, and has improved as a passer each week. So I think you're seeing improved play there at the quarterback position, which, you know, helps because, you know, they're very good at the skill positions at the wide receiver position. They did lose one of their running backs early in the year, but they've got, you know, three, I think, very strong running backs. So it's just a very solid team.
And, Coach, you've played your best games, it seems like, at night this season. Is there any explanation for that, or is it related to starting time at all?
Well, I think we played pretty well against Navy as well. And so I think it's more related to the past month. I think you saw, you know, beginning of the year with no spring practice and no summer and a new defensive scheme and a mostly new defensive staff. Yeah, you saw some struggles, you know, but you've seen as the season has gone on, particularly in the last month, we've played better and better every single week. You know, two of those games happened to be at night, and I'm very, very pleased with the way our players prepared for those games, because I thought they handled night kickoffs very well. You know, that sometimes can be a struggle, but I think we've handled it very, very well. But I thought we played very well against Navy as well. So looking forward to the 12 o'clock kickoff this Saturday.
Mike, when you look at this team coming up with Tulane, what's the thing you better do if you're going to be successful against them?
Well, I think you'd better continue to play very well together and better continue to do the things that good football teams do. What I mean by that is we got to continue to strive to be the most physical team on the field. You know, we've got to continue to strive to play with tremendous energy, which you're seeing every game, you see it at practice. We've got to continue to do a great job with ball security, and we've got to try to force turnovers and extra possessions defensively. We've got to execute it at a very high level. Minimal MAs, minimal busts. You know, making our opponents work to defend us and make them work to get anything going offensively. And then I think we've got to be strong on special teams. And that sounds very – all that sounds very cliche-ish, if I can get that word out. But the thing is, you're playing a team that does all those things. You know, they're a good football team. You know, you see teams that have great players, and certainly Tulane has great players, but they play together very, very well. And so I think you're going to see two teams go at it this Saturday that have all those traits. So it should be a great ball game.
With Warren Saba and Dorso each had an interception last game, and they seem to really be solid and kind of emerging. Can you just talk about how they've emerged there, and then kind of tied to that, Tank Robinson's status at all? I know he wasn't on the depth chart this week, and kind of what's out there, just, you know, with that position as a whole.
Right. Well, I mean, I think, you know, you look at Warren. There's a guy that, you know, changed positions in the offseason and has worked extremely hard to develop himself and is playing as good as he's played since I've been here and playing at a high level. And just, you know, I could not be more proud of him on multiple levels. I think as a player on the field, I'm very proud of him. At just, you know, his attitude and work ethic and determination, I'm very proud of, because, you know, those are the success stories that you enjoy in coaching. You know, nothing was given to him. You know, he had to work his butt off to earn playing time by the way he practiced. And he did that from day one of fall camp. And it wasn't easy. You know, there were times when he would be, you know, second or third, you know, a certain week. But he's worked his way up. And then when he's gotten his opportunity, he's backed it up by the way he's played on game day. You know, same thing with Sean. You know, he came in as a backup. You know, and he worked and earned his way onto the field and in playing time, and then he's backed that up with his play. You know, that's the culture that I want. That's the culture that we've created, and that's the culture that will be here. And You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, how does Elijah Morris go from a freshman walk-on to our starting nose guard? Well, that's how he does it. He shows up every day and works. He shows up every day and practices hard. He shows up every day and competes. He shows up every day and he earns the respect of his teammates and his coaches, and he does it by, you know, performing in practice, and he backs it up with the way he plays on game day. And you can go and you can list Nolan Johnson, Miles Berry, Fernando Frye, any of those guys that maybe, you know, at times maybe didn't play as much last year, that now all of a sudden, you know, those guys that are significant starters, playing a ton, you know, performing on game day, and they earn it by their performance during practice. So really excited for those two guys, and, you know, I think they will continue to improve because they continue to go out and work that way every day at practice. You know, in regards to Tank, certainly I appreciate everything that Tank has done, you know, for the program since he's been here. You know, he made a decision to move on. Wish him nothing but the best.
Coach,
we kind of take Tyler Snead for granted. When you just cut on the tape and see what he did Friday night, I mean, how valuable is he to this program, to this offense?
I mean, all those things I was just talking about, that's Tyler Snead. You know, I was sitting at practice yesterday, and we're early in practice. It's a pack-and-go period where it's the receivers get loose and their quarterbacks get loose and they're working on routes. And, you know, we talk a lot about practice habits. And we had a freshman receiver, and he catches a route, and he kind of turns and kind of trots up the field. And so I'm coaching him, and I'm saying, no, that's the, you know, we want to catch it, you know, sharp burst, and really accelerate out of that catch and get north right now. And you know, as I'm talking to him, Tyler's, you know, the next guy up in line, and I just made the comment. I said, you want to know what positive practice habits are? I said, you watch 22 every single snap. You know, he is a competitor. You know, when he's out there going against our defense and pass scale or one on ones, you know, he is trying to win every single rep. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, we did a perimeter drill where it's, you know, the receivers are blocking for the bubble screens and stuff like that. And if he's blocking, I mean, he's going to try to flat back you, you know, even at his size. And now he's going to probably tell you about it after he does it quietly under his breath because nobody can tell, and which gets under the defensive kid's skins. But, you know, that kid competes every single day in everything he does. And he thinks he is the best player on the field, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And because of that, you see him go out, you know, this past Friday night and have the game that he had, which is no surprise to any of us.
Coach, I'm sorry to bring this up again, but the catch that was ruled a catch, the ball appeared to hit the ground Friday night. In your conversations with the league, did you get a satisfactory explanation as to why that call was not overturned?
I did discuss that call with the league office.
Did they give you an explanation that satisfied your question of that call?
They gave me an explanation.
Was the explanation that they interpreted it to be a catch?
I've answered all I need to answer on that one.
All right, well, I apologize.
You're fine, thanks.
Okay, are there any other questions for Coach Houston this afternoon? Okay, Coach, thank you for your time.